Hey everyone, it's Bethany. Thanks for listening to the Problem Is You episode. This was taken from a Facebook Live that I did, and it was it's been really impactful for a lot of people. I've gotten a ton of comments and messages about it, so I just thought I'd share it out here as a podcast. So just keep in mind as you're listening to it that when I say hi to people and things, it's because it's a recording from a Facebook Live, but I just wanted you to have the benefit of it as well. So I appreciate you being here and listening. I know you have a lot of options of people to listen to, and I hope you enjoy the takeaways from this episode. Make it a great day. And hey, if you are interested in this kind of thing and what we talk about in this episode, check out the newest program I have coming out. It's Big Life You. So that website is www.blu, like all letters, 2020.com. BLU2020.com. All right, enjoy the episode. Happy Sunday, everyone. Hello, friends. It's Bethany, and I just wanted to hop on for a minute and talk about problems for a second. So I had a friend once who used to say over and over and over again that the reason that she needed to take medicine for her anxiety is because of all the idiots that were out there, because of all the stupid people that were out there. If everybody else would just get their act cleaned up, would just get their life in order, then she wouldn't have to take the meds to deal with all the stupid people. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? How many of you can relate? I think at some point in our lives, we probably all felt like this, that if people would just be different, behave differently, be better, whatever, then we would be okay. But I'm going to kind of shatter that for you today. It is never about other people. It's all about the meaning that we assign to what other people do, how they act, how they behave, what their viewpoints are. It's on us, you guys. It's on us. It's our lens. It's our lens. Hey, Allison! Thanks for hopping in. It's how we see the world. So here's the deal. I don't know. Some famous person said, and I'm probably going to butcher this a little bit, but they said, it's not what happens in the world that is the problem. It's how we view it, you guys. It's our lens. It's how we filter it. So if we have core beliefs that say people suck, or people are idiots, or people are inherently bad, we don't believe in the goodwill of people, then that's what everything is filtered through. So there could be 800 things that happen right in front of you every single day that are amazing and show the kindness of people. But your mind is going to filter that out and only zone in on the ones that are jerks. It's only going to zone in on that. Why? Because that's what you've told it to do, because that's what you believe. Our ability to live a big life, our ability to live in calm and peace and happiness and fulfillment all starts with diving into our beliefs. We can go to every yoga class that we want. We can exercise our hearts out. We can eat healthy. We can go to church every Sunday. We can do all the things. But if we don't tackle our beliefs, if we don't tackle that inside drive, that subconscious programming, if we don't tackle those beliefs, it doesn't matter how many tools we have or how much knowledge we have, we're still going to only see what our brain filters out. We get and we see in life what we are in alignment with. So, let me give you an example. When I was younger, walking through the halls of high school, I felt small and insignificant and not worth much at all. And guess how that showed up for me? Every time someone didn't smile at me, I used that to prove my insignificance. Every time a teacher didn't call on me when I knew the right answer, I used that to prove that I was unworthy. Every time I failed a test, I used that to prove I was unworthy and stupid. Meanwhile, the person that didn't smile at me may have just been distracted. The teacher that didn't call on me maybe was giving other kids a chance. I decided what everything meant to me according to what my beliefs were, and I lived into my early adulthood like that. It wasn't until I got so incredibly stuck in my life and I was like, is this all there is? Really? This is all there is? There has to be more. I'm so sick of feeling frustrated with people. I'm so sick of feeling pressurized and stressed. I'm so sick of feeling heavy and like everything is bad in the world. Something has got to give. And you know what that something was? It was me. Right here. This had to change. If you are looking for circumstances all outside of you to change in order for you to live an amazing life, you are never going to find that, because it starts with you. It's all in here. A big life is all based on what you believe, because once you get that in order, you start seeing things differently. You start taking action differently. You start being open to opportunity. You start being open to new experiences, and you start becoming a person that uses their gifts and talents, a person that lives a big life and is happy and fulfilled. It's absolutely amazing. How do I know this? I'm a testament of it. I'm a work in progress. I still have beliefs that hold me back. I still have things that keep me stuck sometimes, but I have overcome so much in my life based on working on my beliefs. And I'm not saying that to impress you. I'm saying that to impress upon you that I was raised with a mindset that I wasn't enough. I believed, because I grew up in a trailer, that I couldn't be anything great. I didn't think I could be good enough to ever have a bachelor's degree. I didn't believe that I would be able to impact thousands of women by doing this work. I had no idea any of those things were possible until I worked on my beliefs. And then everything started opening up. And you guys, it's possible for you too. It's absolutely possible for you too. You see, the problem that you think is never the problem. The problem is always you. It's always you. It's how you're seeing the world. It's your lens. It's how you're filtering out all the stuff that doesn't align with your crappy beliefs. And so it just proves to you that things are crappy over and over and over again. And you're pressurized and you're stressed and you're living downtrodden and you don't have a big life. But you can. You can. So after years of working one-on-one with hundreds of women and speaking to thousands of people internationally, I put together an amazing program. It's called Big Life You. You can find out more about it, but we tackle the beliefs. We do the work that makes everything else in your life work, you guys. You want a goal in any area. You want something with your health or with your spirituality or in your relationships. We do the work that makes everything else in your life work inside this group. It's a 9-week program. You can find out more at BLU, which stands for Big Life You, 2020.com. I'd love to see you on the inside of this. If you're ready to stop feeling pressurized, if you're ready for some change, if you're ready to move forward and not feel stuck, if you're ready to stop believing that all of your problems are everybody else's fault, then you've got to do something that you've never done. You've got to do something different. Nothing in your life will change until you decide to do something different. And I promise you, you're worth it. I promise you, you're worth doing this work. All right, check it out, BLU2020.com. I love you guys. I believe in you. I'm cheering you on. If there's anything I can help you with, just reach out. Let me know. Bethany@BethanyPlim.com. All right. Take care.